Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Today we're interviewing a couple from Illinois who bought an RV and is in the process of downsizing before launching their adventure. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching at any time. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Tim and Loretta Killian are RVers from Jacksonville, Illinois, which is just outside of St. Louis. They have a 28-foot fifth wheel that they use primarily for weekend trips. Loretta still works as a physical therapist. Tim is retired from the railroad. They purchased an older RV and then did some remodeling to better suit their tastes and lifestyle. Now they're in the process of downsizing. When I interviewed them at the Work Camper Rendezvous in October, they were just about ready to put their house on the market and hit the road. Tim grew up camping so much that he vowed he'd never go camping again. However, they feel there's a divine reason for them to go RVing full-time because they feel God is going to take them where they need to go to serve others in a very specific way. They're hoping the journey takes them west because they'd both like to experience that culture, but they're open to working just about any job, just about anywhere. To tell us how they're going about downsizing and preparing for the next chapter in their lives, please welcome Tim and Loretta Killian to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Tim and Loretta. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
My name's Tim and Killian. We're from Jacksonville, Illinois. I'm retired.
What did you do?
I worked for the railroad for 20 years. And
all the live long day, huh?
All the live long day, yeah. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Miss it.
What did you do for the radio?
Or I railroad? Worked on their bridges across the rivers.
Okay.
And started down at the bottom. Started Gandy dancing.
Uh-huh.
Done a little switching.
And then you did...
I started working on bridges.
Did that require you to work pretty much all over or within a specific region?
Was based in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Very good. And so Jacksonville is not too far from St. Louis, is it?
Jacksonville is just our temporary place right
okay.
now. As I worked at the railroad, I lived in Granite City, Illinois, and Jerseyville, mm-hmm. Illinois.
Okay.
Just making moves for my own living style.
All right. And what about you, Loretta? Did you work?
Yes, I currently still work full time. I'm a physical therapist assistant.
Okay.
And I drive about 45 minutes to the small hospital, rural hospital where I work.
Mm-hmm.
They have a physical therapy department there, and so I do outpatient physical therapy. But one of the main jobs that I have there is I am there. We work with the local health department, and so I go into people's homes when the doctor has ordered someone to have some therapy that has maybe just gotten out of the hospital or just had a knee replacement or whatever. So I do 95% of the home visit therapy, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy being able to go into people's homes and get that one-on-one connection with them.
Sure. So, Timothy, you are retired, and Loretta, you're counting days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're at the Work Camper Rendezvous to learn more about the experience to prepare for full time.
Yes.
Okay. You have an RV now?
Yes, we do.
What type of RV do you have?
We have a 2005, 28-foot fifth wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to buy something used so that we could just, well, actually, we preferred the older ones. We felt that when we went looking that they just fit our needs as far as being a little bit better built and so on and so forth. And then when we got this one, we brought it home and kind of refurbished the whole thing. So
okay.
we didn't necessarily gut it, but we
made it our own.
Yeah.
Made it your own.
Painted it from top to bottom, and we've changed some things. And
what did you do that made it more unique or more suitable for your lifestyle?
Well, for one, she changed the color of the cabinet. She got
okay.
all that dark wood out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
got rid of all the carpet because we're thinking carpet and camping don't really belong together. They might both start with a C, but they don't really belong together.
And so you replaced it with hardwood?
We actually used like a laminate. Yeah,
okay.
Vinyl laminate flooring.
Easy to clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just painted it from the ceiling, all the cabinets, the walls, everything, and then replaced the flooring. And then I've just kind of been putting my own little touches on things and redoing some pieces of furniture to bring in, and had Tim build me a small cabinet. And so
okay.
just kind of trying to make it our own, because when we do go full timing, we're wanting it to just feel like our home on wheels.
Sure. So you're just prepping and looking at options at this point for going full time, because you're still kind of tied to the Sticks and Bricks house in Illinois.
Yes.
But you're looking to go full time next year or 2 years from now?
As soon as we get back,
yeah,
you're ready to go.
The house is going up for sale.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if it sells before Thanksgiving?
Well, we'll just have to jump in the RV and just do what we were planning on doing.
We have been already doing some downsizing, which, you know, when you first start thinking about this whole adventure, it doesn't sound like it's a very big task, but it is quite an overwhelming task. So we have started doing some downsizing. We've had our kids come in and kind of pick out things, you know,
mm-hmm.
just sentimental kind of things. And so I think we're ready. We had a few maintenance things we wanted to do on the house, but we're ready. We were hoping that this would give us that push, kind of turn
right.
the burner up on our backsides a little bit. And
okay.
I think this has really fired us up and we're...
You know, with downsizing, too, that we found somebody that will, you know, what the kids don't take, will come in the house and look over things and make us an offer.
And just take the whole thing.
And
yes.
take the whole thing without having yard sales or
oh,
estate
yes.
sales.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Which will make it a lot easier.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how much stuff you've accumulated over the last few years? And when you think of the money that you spent on these things that are in boxes and in shelves that could have been spent to adventures and
yes.
and experiences?
Yes.
Yes. It, yeah. It's amazing the junk that you collect.
Right.
But then when you go to the garage,
uh-huh.
and there's tools everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, you start thinking, well, where can I put this? Where can I put that?
Uh-huh.
Well, there ain't none of that.
There.
you get realistic and you take what you need.
Right. What attracted you to the RV lifestyle?
What attracted us?
I think
let me tell you this story.
Okay.
When I was a child, my mom and dad were avid campers.
Oh, that helps.
Oh, well, they camped so much they burnt me out.
Okay.
I told myself I'd never go camping again. Told the kids I'd never go camping. They tried to get me to buy a camper, and I told them, no, that ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then God came into our life, and he started the whole ball rolling. A lady walked into our house and asked us, or told us that she was going to buy an RV and start
traveling.
Mm-hmm. I said, boy, I'd like to do that. But I still had a lot of property down in Jerseyville, Illinois, that had a collar on my neck.
Okay.
And I said, I can't do that because of this. Well, the next day we got offers on the place
to
sell
it. He told the friend that had come in the door, he said, if I could, as soon as that property sells, he said, we would be doing the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like he said, the very next day, someone called and the ball started rolling and we sold the property.
Wow.
And we truly felt like that was just something that, you know, God had put in our mindset, mm-hmm, to get us started on something. Because I have been just kind of getting burnt out and stressed out and with my job. And, you know, I was telling him probably a couple years prior to that, you just feel like you're that hamster in that hamster wheel, and you get on that hamster, you know, you get inside that wheel and around you go, and mm-hmm, you get off at quit in time and you eat, go to bed, and then you jump back on. And so, you know, we just kind of felt like something just needed to change for us. And both of our parents, his parents ended up getting a motorhome a little later in their life, and they got sick, his dad did, and they didn't get to utilize it. My folks had bought one. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd raised 9 children and just worked hard all their lives and bought one, and theirs never even got to get out of the driveway.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know.
Do
we
it
just,
now.
Yeah, we just finally realized that God was just saying, you know, there's a lot to see out there, but he's also got something in store for us while we get to take this journey and venture.
There's a divine appointment out there somewhere.
That's right.
You're going to have to go discover where it is.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Now, where do you want to go? Well, are there any places on your bucket list?
Well, ever since I've been a little girl, I've always wanted to go to Wyoming, Montana. You know, it's been my bucket list since I was probably 5 or 6. But I always felt like growing up, being 1 of 9 children, and, you know, we'd never vacationed or anything, and then just life experiences, that I would never, ever get to go.
Are you a cowgirl at heart, Loretta?
Yeah. I was born in Illinois, but I grew up in Oklahoma. So
okay.
I've, you know, so I think I would, I don't know why, but eventually, I don't know if that's going to be our very first trip. It'll depend, mm-hmm, on when we get to head out. But I would like to go out west and,
okay,
you know.
Very good. What about you, Tim?
A specific place, I have not a clue of what it would be. But just to see God's beauty out there.
Oh, there's lots of that.
Mm-hmm. Just to step out and just be in his presence.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be surprised once you leave Illinois, because in Illinois it's so flat you can stand on a tuna can and see the end of the county.
That's right.
Yeah, so you get out there in the mountain areas and things like that, and it's just going to be an incredible experience. Mm-hmm. And you're wanting to start this relatively soon, hopefully by the end of the year, but early next at the latest,
yes,
as soon as the house sells?
Yeah, as soon as the house sells.
Whenever, okay, God gives us that green light.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be working work camper jobs then around the country, is what your plan is?
Yes.
Are there any specific jobs that really trip your trigger?
Well, for me, I think it's just, you know, the whole kind of running joke, it seems like sometimes is like, well, I'll do anything but clean the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if I'm in the right area and it seems like that's where we're to be and that's the job description and I apply and I get it, I want to...
You'll just clean the toilets.
I'll do it to the best of my ability. You know, mm-hmm, I just... we like the outdoors. So, you know, landscaping, maintenance. He knows how to build, do electric, you know. So he may volunteer. Right, you know, right now we're thinking that if he can just be, you know, around wherever I'm working and say, hey, you know, I don't mind picking up sticks or whatever. For me, I know my parents owned a restaurant when I was in high school. So, you know, just anything. I mean, I'm not looking for, probably my least favorite would be anything to do with, right now anyway, would be like with sales, only because, okay, I just, you know, the registers and those kind, mm-hmm, of, you know, or I'd have to get familiar with those kind of things, because that's not anything I've done for,
okay,
a lot of years. I've been in my job, the same job, for almost 20 years.
So it sounds to me like you're going to develop a plan to be in a specific area at a specific time and then look for jobs in that area?
That's basically what will happen, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because,
yeah,
I know other people look for jobs and then go to that area to follow a specific job, but you want to look and see God's beauty and things like that and find a job to keep you busy,
yes,
while doing it.
We got the opportunity to do that. We don't have to look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
The job is just for her to
support you.
Yeah. we got the support. So we just, you know, we just need to go out there and find out what God's got for us.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay. What brought you to Rendezvous?
Preparation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We needed more information. We needed guidance in certain directions. And we found it here.
Did you have any aha moments or things that really stood out?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is like just the preparation with like your insurance,
mm-hmm.
medical insurances, and the financial part as far as like accounting. You know, you just some
taxes.
Of those. Yeah, taxes. You know, those kind of things. It sounds easy when it's just rolling around in your head. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are things that you really do if you want to make sure that you're doing things correctly.
Seems as though a lot of people were excited about this new health insurance thing that they're rolling out here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes it available for, or makes it possible for you to select a doctor anywhere you're traveling and get
yes.
the care that you need.
Yeah.
Because that, I know, has been a real hindrance for a lot of people because their medical plans only allow them to visit doctors within their little community or, you know,
right.
part of the network kind of thing. And so this answers that problem.
Right.
Very good.
And, you know, sometimes thinking that you may have to go back to your primary care doctor like twice a year, well, then that really starts making you have to make your plans.
So it's a leash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Super. So you're looking forward to doing this next year at the latest. And have you applied for any jobs yet?
We have not. We've set okay. in, I've set, you know, we've set into several things. And so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether we need to wait till we know that the house is sold because, you know, I don't want to make a commitment and then have to back out if our house hasn't sold.
Oh, that makes sense. Right.
So,
yeah.
Because I want to keep that work ethic that it seems like the work camper community has built
mm-hmm.
as far as the loyalty and those types of things and being a loyal worker and dependable and stuff. And I don't want to be one that would damage that.
I don't think a lot of work campers really understand how needed the work campers are by the employers. And once they hire somebody and they're expecting them to be there on a specific day, they turn their attention to something else that's just as important. And then to have them drop the ball at the last minute because they back out can really cause some problems for that
yes.
employer,
yeah.
you know, trying to fill a position in the middle of the busy season or something
right.
to that. So that's good for you for
right.
being honest and have that kind of
right.
ethic that you're looking to protect them as well.
Right.
Super. So do you have any advice for people who are looking at the RV lifestyle or work camping?
I'd say if they have any inkling, you know, a lot of them that we've met this week had been camping and weekend warriors or whatever for a while. So then their life choices chose them that direction. But I feel like it seems that people are getting a little younger
mm-hmm.
and they're wanting to get out from underneath that leash that you said a while ago or that just that burden and that stress of life.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, I mean, we tell each other every day when we transition over to this doesn't mean that we'll never have another issue.
Right.
It'll just be in a different season
mm-hmm.
and a different type of issue, but not to be afraid of it because, you know, again, every day we kind of say we're excited, but we're still scared.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think you have to have a little bit of both of those to just stay aware.
When that voice in your inner being speaks up, don't be scared. Step out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yep, yeah. I'd agree with that. Now, do you have kids scattered all over the nation?
Not really. We have a son in Tennessee, and we have a daughter up in Indiana. And then most of our other kiddos are in the Illinois
okay.
area. One moving kind of just right over into the Missouri, right across the border. So not spread out in all four corners.
Still, it'll be nice to take the RV off to visit them so you have your own little place and you
yep.
don't have to share their bedroom and live under their rules,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk
right.
to us about your experience. I wish you the best of luck as you hit the road and
all
hope
right.
you have some marvelous and amazing adventures.
All right.
Thank you,
Greg.
Thank you for listening.
Loretta was spot on when saying that getting an RV and traveling full-time did not mean that they weren't going to have challenges. That's never the case. They just knew that they would have different challenges, but they're still not afraid. They know they'll have challenges whether they're in an RV or staying at home. It's just part of the mindset required to embrace situations as they come. I like Tim's advice that when you hear that inner voice speaking up, don't be scared. Just follow the prompting. The key for Tim and Loretta Killian involved getting as much information about the lifestyle and work camping opportunities as they could before they were ready to turn the key on a new adventure. It's often scary when you're launching a new chapter in your life. That's normal. But it can be an exciting time too. What makes it better is having a lot of people around you as you walk through the journey. That way you're not trying to figure it out on your own and you can benefit from the wisdom of those who have gone before you. The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by WorkCamper News, can connect you with the information you need to make the transition easier. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, how to start a job or a mobile business. All online events are recorded for watching at any time. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all for today's show. I know it's not as long as some of the others we've done, but we're down to the last three interviews remaining from Work Camper Rendezvous. Just worked out that the others were too long to be combined, so Tim and Loretta Killian got their own show. We'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.